Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Towards second base. Warsler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Rothrock chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Berry fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Berry. Ruth goes all the way around to score. Gehrig moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Rhein goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Warsler scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. the Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 0 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Gehrig picks up the ball and throws it to Lazzari, who tags the runner out. McFadden moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. McFadden scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pennock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Pennock reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhein bunts towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhein moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhine scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Berry steals second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Berry. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McFadden moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a line drive towards short. Rhine catches it and throws to first to double up Bird. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.